This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. As Democrats step up their investigations into his administration, U.S. President Donald Trump says they should not count on the White House's cooperation. We get details from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Among those already facing subpoenas is former White House counsel Don McGahn, who cooperated in the special counsel's probe.
The subpoena is ridiculous.
The president says he figured after a two-year probe, we'd be finished with it. But he says Democrats continue investigating because they know they can't beat him at the polls next year.
The only way they can luck out is by constantly going after me on nonsense.
He'd earlier tweeted he'll go straight to the Supreme Court if Democrats try to impeach him. Problem is, the high court itself has ruled impeachment is solely the jurisdiction of Congress. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, one of the candidates who wants to take the job of president from Donald Trump, former Vice President Joe Biden, is expected to launch his presidential campaign on Thursday. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Unfortunately, this is the sharing of risk,
Finding an upbeat, North Korea's Kim Jong-un stepped off an armored train in far eastern Russia for a much-anticipated summit with Vladimir Putin that comes amid deadlocked diplomacy on his nuclear program. Speaking on a Russian state-owned network, Kim said he was hoping for a successful and useful visit and would like to discuss with Putin the settlement of the situation in the Korean Peninsula, as well as bilateral ties with Russia. The Kremlin says the Thursday meeting will cover North Korea's nuclear program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That, of course, was not Ben Thomas. That was Charles de Ledesma reporting on a summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News.